The Demon Seed.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Good, Michael. How are you?
Fucking tired.
Good, knackered, lad.
Tired, busy, stressed.
Good.
Overall.
Perfect. We're rolling. This doesn't, this can or, this may or may not be in it, depending on.
Ooh.
It's begun. It's begun.
Oh, you're drinking pop?
Yeah, I am.
What flavour nice. Pop have you got, Mike?
I'm drinking cherry Pepsi Max.
Oh, lovely taste of the 80s. Fucking lovely. Look at that.
I've got President's Choice Lemonade, which is a Canadian drink.
I'm having orange and pineapple squash this evening. So this is a real...
Tell the weirdest thing about soft drinks, Canadian style, North American style in general.
Yeah.
Is when you get those frozen juice in a carton.
Yeah.
And you buy the jug specially for them and you put the frozen juice in there, concentrated with some water and let it melt.
Yeah.
Seen that stuff?
Well, I'm thinking of it in the 80s. Good. We had orange juice my mum used to buy that was frozen. Came in a plastic container. And you put the frozen orange juice in a jug with extra water and to dilute it.
That's the one.
Yeah.
And yeah, same sort of thing.
Bits of fruit in it.
They're also big in, you buy a milk jug. Mm. Got a tall, slender milk jug.
Yeah.
And then you just buy your milk in bags and the bags fit in the jug and you just cut the corner of the bag off. Very environmentally friendly.
That's sort of coming over here now as well, you know. Yeah. So. Mm. Welcome to Sensible Chat. Well,
the other day I bought a refill for my my pump soap dispenser.
Yeah.
And that was in a bag. And I bought a bag of coffee to pour into the jar of coffee.
Was that in a bag as well?
It was in a bag.
As in a bag.
That's and I bought a bag of washing capsules.
In a bag?
Which I put into the washing capsule box in a bag.
Yeah,
in a bag. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe some of the listeners who bought stuff in a bag could get in touch.
Let us know, because that's what it's all about.
If you've bought stuff in a bag.
Yeah, I think this
and not just crisps. I mean, things you normally didn't used to buy in bags. You bought them in boxes.
Yeah.
Or bottles.
Yeah.
And now they're in a bag.
Fuck me.
Usually under the fucking guise of saving the planet.
Yeah.
Which really grips on my tits. I went to buy a phone the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Can I mention this on the proper podcast I do?
Mm-hmm.
Briefly.
Yeah.
And I will name and shame Apple.
Yeah. Oh, don't buy Apple. Shit house.
Well, listen to this. I went to buy a new phone, right?
Yeah.
I thought I've had enough of having shit phones. I'll buy a nice phone.
Right.
New Apple phone.
First mistake.
£800, right?
First mistake.
£800 sterling, right?
Fucking rip off.
From the Apple store, not some dodgy fucking site on the internet.
Brilliant.
I said, what's it come with? She said,
a bag. Nothing.
I said, what do you mean? There was no bag. Not only was there no bag, John, there wasn't a fucking charging cable.
Class. How much extra?
I said, there's no charger. She said, no, but it's compatible with your previous Apple charger. I said, but I haven't got an Apple phone. I'm switching to Apple. We don't sell the chargers. I said, no, they don't come free, but we do sell them. I said, you sell the charger. How much is the charger?
Yeah.
£20. I said, hang on a minute. I'm not even trying to haggle on the price. I'm buying a new phone for £800.
Yeah.
That hasn't got a charger.
Mm-hmm.
You want to charge me £20 extra for the charger?
Class.
And do you know what she said? It's sort of for environmental reasons. We're trying to cut down on plastic.
Right.
I said, you release a new phone every year. This is an iPhone 14. There was nothing wrong with iPhones 1 to 13, right? Don't tell me you're saving the planet. Here's an idea. Have a charger that fits with other phones, you fucking knob, or other iPhone, whatever you want to call them, laptops, iPhones, or whatever.
Have you discovered yet that the iPhone doesn't have a hole for the headphones to go into?
Yes, I have.
Class.
What a fucking crock
class.
Of shit.
Class in a glass.
And...
Yeah. Yeah.
I made the fucking double mistake of buying a MacBook.
Yeah, good lad.
Only to discover, I went to go and charge my phone in from the MacBook.
Dumb work.
That there's no fucking USB slot.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chadoo. You've been ripped off by those things that they do.
Oh. So if anyone's got a bag full of shit, like, and throw an Apple, let me know.
Class. Absolutely brilliant beginning to one of the more sensible beginnings to the podcast. It's a premium one this week. So we've got Reese.
Oh, is this the one they're paying for?
This is the one they're paying for.
Oh, so they get I was going to knock on the head early because I'm tired.
Lynn Foldswood coming up with some various products that you can buy. You might get ripped off. I remember. Remember watching an episode of That's Life where the first 10 minutes was funny shaped vegetables, and then the rest of it was them doing an article about black cabs in London and the doors open backwards and a little boy fell out and died. Not the funniest episode I've ever seen, but I remember it now. I think it's on YouTube. Esther Ransom was nearly in tears.
Nearly. By the way, big up. Big up our listeners, especially the one who, I'm not going to name him in case he doesn't want to be named.
Let me just say something here. It's not because you don't want to name, it's because we don't care about their names. So we just call them, there's the one who listens in the car, right? And I know the one you're going to...
There's the one who wakes his son up in the style of Demon Seed.
Yes, the one who wakes his son up in the style of Demon Seed.
His poor son. Oh my good God. Hey? We should really name check him, but I'm not going to do that because that's what other podcasts would do.
Yeah, he's just calling the one. Just calling the one.
You know, just calling the one. He knows who he is. The one goes in there doing like remembrance stuff. Fucking Uncle Arthur.
Yeah.
The kid's about 12 thinking, what are you doing, Dad?
And he's almost like seeing the grandmother from Hello in the bed, but a sort of 12-year-old version. Absolutely. René, I've been transported into the body of a 12-year-old somewhere in England. Please make it dumb. Fuck me, we're doing it, ring the bell, and it already.
God, I can't even reach a fucking bell.
Get the golf club.
There we go.
Get the golf club, Richard. He's done it. He's mentioned one of the
previous. Oh, the golf club. Yes, the golf club. Wonderful instrument, the golf club. Good for hitting golf balls and striking bells. And keeping away ne'er-do-wells from one's property and beating the local children around the back of the legs with.
James Wynall came around my house once in the 80s. There was a golf club with no head on it in the garden. It belonged to my dad and it had broken. And he picked it up and started practicing his golf swing, and when it hit the patio, sparks came off of it. Spent 2.5 hours making sparks.
What a podcast.
Just had another memory.
What a podcast.
Just going back now. We had a swing ball, and eventually the ball on the string came off. So I created a game called Swing the Ball Over the House, and I swung it round. And first time it went over the house, so I went at the front to pick it up. And when I came back round to do it again, I misjudged. I smashed my sister's bedroom window, wrecked all the GCSE art homework. She was proper fucked off. Stuff. Nobody else knows that. Just one person in Britain telling a load of other people. Imperial leather soap had a posh sticker on it. Used to think it was really good. And then I saw the Zest adverts and it looked like you could get lemon zest to come off it by scraping a nail down the side, but it wasn't true. Power of advertising.
What was the soap advert, which was like pouring liquid into a soap, but it was just a soap bar? I can't remember what it was called.
I think it might have been Dove. I'm 100% sure. Two men talking about soap.
Well, no. One man talking about soap, and one man who can't even remember about soap.
Reese, you're very quiet. Have you got any memories of soap?
Oh, anything in a bag?
Anything in a bag?
We had a bath bomb, and one of my kids had an allergic reaction, and he went red from the neck down.
Just
was that
memory
in North America, or were you living over here?
I was in North America, but it was a rainbow bath bomb, so it was a cloud that shot rainbow colours out. He had a good time until his skin started burning.
Yeah, right, you can't be too careful, can you?
Casting my mind back to 2003, not that long ago, in relation to this podcast, but my mate Tom went into Poundland and he bought Axe deodorant, which is like the American equivalent of Lynx, and he used it, and his armpits went bright red and it stung for a week, and he never asked for his money back, and I told him to write a letter of complaint, but he just dealt with it. Memories, micro memories.
You fucking idiot. I remember in the early 80s being too embarrassed to ask for hair gel.
Incoming pain.
We tell them it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Clap hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
There is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the clag hounds may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming pain. Twice the clag, twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Claghound, go to patreon.com/thedemonseed.